Joe, what's happening this morning?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. We're doing well.
Good. New website to talk about. I don't know if you saw it. It's one that Vanderbilt has put together that I think fans will really enjoy. The new website is itsgoodtobegold.com. And back a couple of months ago, I sat down with a number of athletes in different sports and just sort of did a familiarization type interview, getting to know them and find out some details about them that maybe you don't know, and get to know them a little more up close and personal, if you will. And these interviews are on this website, and I really encourage you to go take a look at them. Not all of them are there yet. We've got some that we've done that aren't finished yet. And some that will be done at a later date to get all the sports represented. But it's really some good information. Guys like Bradley Veerling is a great example, who's a guy who's a captain on this football team that I'm sure a lot of fans don't really know much of anything about. And Frank, you'd like it. He's got a Phillies jersey on while he's doing the interview.
Nice.
He's a Philly guy, and just a lot of fun to talk to. But some really special young student athletes that took part in this. And it's goodtobegold.com. I think you really enjoy it.
Who's the kid who hit the 50-yard field goal in the scrimmage? Lockery?
Yep.
Is he going to compete at all with Honfeld for the place-kicking job?
You know, I think everybody's kind of competing right now. To be honest, at the scrimmage, you know, three different kickers sort of went at it. Fowler, the kid from South Carolina, has been bothered by some nagging little injuries, and so he hasn't really taken part fully. But I think it's still Bryant's job to have, but he's being pushed by these other guys. And you know how the scrimmages are. They sort of rotate. Once you line up for a field goal, then you kick six of them. You know how it works. So, but Bryant has really done well, not only in camp kicking, but punting as well, with Brett Upson having to deal with that stomach ailment that he's had. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Bryant be the guy that's handling double duty when they get into the August 28th opener.
What is Upson's status? You know, he's a pretty effective guy for him last year punting.
Yep. You know, still he's been bothered by this stomach problem. They've had trouble trying to figure out exactly what it was, I guess. And so he's had some pain that's kept him from being able to participate. He's been at practice, but just recently showed back up at practice, you know, but has really been unable to go. And I guess it's kind of a wait and see with him. Hopefully he's through the worst of whatever it was now and will be able to get in some work a couple of weeks before the season starts.
Joe, we didn't talk Chris Williams in his rookie year with the Bears, yeah. A first-round pick, had to undergo back surgery. Is he done for the year?
I don't think he's done for the year. I think they said something like 10 weeks. I thought it was interesting how the Bears, and to their credit, you know, sort of went out of their way to say, you know, this was not any pre-existing condition. You know, they were saying, you know, this was not something he had at Vanderbilt, and this was not something that the Bears missed. It's something that I think sort of developed through the course of the off season, during his workouts and all, and sort of just finally resolved itself when he went to camp in that herniated disc. It is a big disappointment. They were looking for him to actually start on that offensive line right off the bat. So hopefully he won't miss the whole season, but that was a big disappointment.
Joey spent a lot of the baseball season trying to figure out what's going on with Jeremy Sauer. Saw him pitch some of the game last night for Cleveland. Actually looked like he was throwing the ball pretty well. Gave up four runs and pitched into the seventh and got a no decision.
Yeah, had a no decision. Actually took, you know, he left the game with a lead, and I think he's really pitched well his last two or three outings, as a matter of fact.
It's gone beyond that, Joe. It's like four or five now. He's gone about six.
He's gone six to seven in almost all of them, yeah. And the other guy now is Jensen Lewis, who's shown up in a closer role. You know, Jensen's got two saves now, got one last night. And I have always thought that's where he belonged. You know, certainly they had some other talent on that team that could handle that, but looking for some help in the bullpen now, and maybe Jensen's going to settle into that role.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys tomorrow.